The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now, we know that road accidents rise on bank holiday weekends, and with the increase in road deaths this year, Gardaí are urging more and more caution on the roads, because we don't want to be talking about a record weekend of road deaths on Tuesday's programme after the weekend has been over. I'm joined now by Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys of the Gardaí National Roads Policing Bureau. Jane, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, thank you.
What will the Gardaí be doing this weekend to keep us safe? I mean, we are supposed to police ourselves in terms of our behaviour, but just in case we don't, will we be caught?
You most certainly will be caught. There is increased activity over this public holiday weekend because, like you say, there's increased risk of fatal and serious collisions during this time. The operation started yesterday at 7 o'clock and it finishes at 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. On average, even though there will be a concentration during this weekend, people will be caught because on average, we do arrest right throughout the year, one person every hour for intoxication, driving well under the influence of either drink or drugs.
You know, the idea of drink and drugs and when you hear the stats about alcohol consumption going down, there's no question that drug consumption is going up. So we're not necessarily in a better place.
No, you're quite correct. The consumption of drugs and people being caught with drugs in their system whilst driving is increasing. And we do believe there will come a time in the not too distant future where it will be on a par with alcohol. You know, anyone driving, we all know that if you drive with any sort of intoxicant in your system, your coordination is not good. Your reaction time is very slow. And then knowingly getting behind the wheel of a car and drive with this in your system is nothing but selfish and a huge risk to yourself and other road users.
Now, many people, when they take stimulants, feel that they're better drivers. That's how they feel. Objectively, that is probably not so. But if they're stopped on the side of the road and tested for drugs, what is the format?
The format is there is a test very similar to what we would know as a COVID test is done, and that's a screening test. And it'll test for six different types of drugs. And if it comes back positive, they are arrested. They're then brought to a station where a blood sample will be taken, and that will be analysed to enable us to know what drugs have been in their system, and that will be then taken to court. And as you know, if you're caught with this in your system, you will lose your licence and you very likely will lose your livelihood as well.
Now, we're all very familiar with the breathalyzer. You know, it used to be you blow into the bag. Now it's a machine that you blow into and it gives a result which says either that you've had no alcohol in your system, that you've some alcohol. You might have had, you know, that famous glass of sherry or the liqueur chocolate and you're still good to go, or you fail. And we know the consequences of all of that. But also we know, you know, if you have a glass of wine at lunch and you don't drive till 6 o'clock, you're probably going to be okay. You will pass that test and you will be safe to drive. What about drugs? I mean, if you have cannabis or cocaine or whatever in your system, how long after consumption of such things will they show up on the roadside test?
It really depends on the drug. Drugs will stay in your system a lot longer. And obviously depending on the type of drug. But what I would go back and I would say is that you should not be driving at all. You should not be asking yourself, am I legal to drive? You should be asking yourself, am I actually safe to get behind the wheel of the car? Am I safe to drive this vehicle? Not only for myself, but for other road users. So the idea of trying to calculate whether or not you are legal to drive or not is a really risky business and something that nobody should be doing.
Yeah, but you know the reality with alcohol, that people, they maybe go out for an evening and then they figure, well, I better not drive into work tomorrow morning because I had a few last night. But, you know, 24 hours later, I'm definitely, all the alcohol's gone, so I can drive.
Yes.
But in terms of drugs, it's a much more complex calculation, I would suspect. And I'm mentioning this because drug consumption is on the rise and it's been so normalised. We're told you can get cocaine in pretty much every rural pub in Ireland.
It has become normalised and it shouldn't. Drugs do stay in the system a lot longer and we will be able to detect drugs up to several days after you having taken them.
And are you likely to be done for, you know, on a Wednesday if you smoked cannabis on a Saturday?
It's very difficult to say. What I would say to people is quite clearly, you know, any drug consumption is illegal. So therefore, you should not be taking drugs to start off with. And then certainly not, you should not be getting in behind the wheel of a car.
There are very disturbing stats given to us by the RSA about young people, particularly checking social media on their phones while driving and using mobile phones themselves, whether to look at Google Maps or to make calls while driving. I'm not sure how we cope with that kind of bad and dangerous driver behaviour.
It is certainly, you know, distracted driving. Anything that takes your eyes off the road for even a second, it's the same as driving blindfolded. You or I would not go get in behind the wheels of a car and put on a blindfold, but that is essentially what's happening. If you look at the RSA have said that 1 in 10 use a mobile phone. If you're in your car now listening to this, every 10th car that's passing you, that person's not even watching where they're going. Yeah. And that is a frightening fact.
And if you think you're going at 60 kilometres an hour, quite legally, that represents, you know, if you divide by 60, you're going a kilometre in a minute. Yeah. And if you divide that by 60 in turn to find out how many metres you're going to travel quite a way, you know, 15, 20 metres very quickly. And if you in 1 second, so you look away for 1 or 2 seconds, you've travelled a hell of a long way. You're in the back of someone in front of you who has to brake suddenly.
You are. And there are many excellent drivers out there who obey the rules of the road. And this is what they are coming up against. People who are being inconsiderate, people who are being selfish. You know, there is no way that any text message is worth you having a collision.
And will we see you out over the weekend? A lot of people will say, oh, I was all over the country over the holiday weekend. Didn't see one guard from one part of the country all the way to the other. Never saw a Garda.
You will certainly see us out this weekend for the public holiday. We are out 365 days a year, 24/7. So please do not think that you're not going to get caught. Please do not do something stupid behind the wheel of a car, because you will be caught. If you're caught, you're lucky. It means that you haven't had the opportunity to go on and cause a collision.
All right. Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.